grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
That's right. It's Marijuana Media. Thanks to The Hemp Store up on K Road, and welcome to the BFM studio, Chris Fowley. How's it going?
Got it, Johnny. Very well. Such a lovely day out there. I know. Great day for 420. Yeah. And getting high.
Ooh, it's good for the soul, that sunshine out there, isn't it?
I think so. Mm. It's very nice. Have some sort of entourage effect with the sunshine and the cannabis. Mm. I certainly enjoy it. Mm. And
yeah. What's been happening? You've sent through a bunch of articles, which are all very interesting this week. Where are we going to start with cannabis in the media?
And I'll just briefly touch on, because it is 420, and we're trying to keep up with Snoop Dogg. He's doing 150 a day, according to One News. They've broken this world news exclusive. They even memed it with a special graphic they did. Snoop Dogg, the earth-shattering news that he has a professional blunt roller, PBR, who, by the name of, Johnny?
Renegade Piranha.
Best name for a professional blunt roller I've ever heard. Really? 150 a day, so at least one, two, maybe three, while we're talking, Snoop Dogg's going to get through. So keep up if you can, but remember, he's doing that every waking moment.
He's smoking 150 marijuana joints a day, according to One News, care of Renegade Piranha, who's rolling them for him. Hey, is that possible? Can you possibly smoke 150 joints in one day, Chris Fowley?
Well, you can certainly get them going. And the One News helpfully calculated one every 6.5 minutes and did pose that indeed question, can this be done? And I think that one of the points of a professional blunt roller, you're a busy, popular guy like Snoop, and probably there's a lot of people kind of in your face constantly, and in a nice way. But maybe you need this professional blunt roller, A, to keep up and have these always ready, but B, be a bit of a distraction and siphon a few other people off and let him get on with things. So it could be a bit of that. And I think when you count the entourage, I reckon I could do it. I'm up for the challenge. If someone wants to sponsor me those 150 joints, I'll get them going.
What's the most joints you think you've ever smoked in one day?
Oh, mate, come on. Is it going to be that kind of show? Yeah, actually, I knew it was going to be, actually.
We can't talk about 150 joints in one day and not, put a number on.
Yeah, that's true. cannabis cups, you do go through a lot, and certainly sparking them, whether you finish them, and I suspect there's a bit of that, because the first few is quite a nice flavour, and it goes a bit downhill, so... certainly at the Cannabis Cups we used to organise here in Auckland, you interrogate the cannabis without smoking it first. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be sniffing it and looking at it and a bit of a gentle squeeze to release some aromas and judging. We had quite a structured judging system, and the smoking was kind of the final step. Combined with vaping, of course, bit of vaping, bit of spotting, all different ways.
And now, just because we are talking about Snoop Dogg's blunt roller, rolling blunts, I'm assuming with those like Swisher, the kind of cigar, what is it, like a paper or a skin?
It's an actual tobacco leaf.
Tobacco leaf. Are you a fan of smoking blunts in a tobacco leaf like that?
No, in fact, they've been supplanted by hemp wraps these days. So yes. They make them out of hemp fiber, and then they're just kind of indistinguishable rather than this kind of nasty tobacco wrapper. But the tobacco ones still around, but I think they've come for a bit more tax and a bit more restrictions. And of course, all R18 people out there, and I'm sure Snoop treats it very R18 too, or even R21, depending on the state that he's in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. On Snoop Dogg.
So,
good to see him in
people,
the news.
You should be on number two by now, keeping up with Snoop.
What's next in the news, Chris?
Well, on the bad news from the international news front, so Snoop's got the good news. And on the bad news, Brittany Griner, who we've been covering a bit, her appeal in Russia there, where she was... supposedly caught or planted or whatever, caught with a couple of vape cartridges at Moscow airport in February before the war with Ukraine started, and she's been searched, she's been detained, she's been held in some sort of horrible prison ever since. And the no surprise that the appeal was dismissed out of hand, and it's 9 years in a penal colony, and that's where she is right now.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
There's no prison swap still in the cards. Weren't they wanting to swap like some terrorists?
That could still happen. Yeah, it could still happen. But, you know, there's so much politics involved with that war and that. So I think they're still going for that. But what I would say, there is a protest actually happening outside the Russian embassy. Not here in New Zealand, but you could if you wanted to. It's happening in Washington, 420 time. It's a smoke out the embassy protest. And I say, good on them. Go smoke out the Russians. It's in Washington, 4:20 p.m. local time. That's 9:20 tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to have a early 4:20, which would actually be at 9:20, in solidarity with Brittany Griner, you know, go for it. Post it on Insta and tag me in.
Nice.
And then meanwhile, back to the big news of the week, which actually, like often happens, it's after the show. Last Thursday, One News again. So good on bloody One News. They broke the story. That it turns out a whole bunch of MPs had been meeting in secret. Well, certainly they'd been meeting in a room and weighing up the options post-referendum for decriminalising cannabis. Mm-hmm. And a post-party or cross-party group convened by Chloe Swarbrick. And it was interesting that the One News went around, of course, and talked to a few of these MPs and sort of where they're at. Which is quite illuminating, I thought. Labour MP for Manurewa, Irina Williams, said that, well, and I'm just quoting here, New Zealanders told us at the referendum they didn't want legalisation, so when we talk about decriminalisation, we have to say, what does that look like? And bring New Zealanders along with us. I don't think we're there yet at that conversation. Bringing New Zealanders along with us, that's like political shorthand for doing nothing, usually. National MP for Southland, which is disappointing, because Irina Williams is so good on other things, but yeah, I was a bit disappointed with that. National MP for Southland, Joseph Mooney, he points out we already have de facto decriminalisation through the courts, and there's actually some issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, do you want to do it properly? So that was quite promising. ACT Party leader Brooke Van Velden said her personal use is that not only cannabis, all drug use should be decriminalised.
All right. One good thing from the ACT Party.
That's
there.
One good thing from the ACT Party. And finally, Te Pāti Māori, advocating for cannabis decriminalisation, pointing out current drug laws are only fit for purpose if that purpose is to continue to oppress and imprison tangata whenua. We must decriminalise cannabis and wipe the slate on all low-level drug convictions.
Now, why do you think these government meetings will be happening quietly behind the scenes about decrim? Why not just draw a line in the sand and say, hey guys, we're actually considering this?
I don't know if they were actually keeping it a secret as such, but yes. Yeah, they weren't promoting
getting
it. But I guess they wanted to actually make some progress on something.
Yes.
The fact that they're just having a meeting. But they stopped happening, and Chloe Swarbrick pointed out they stopped happening because the National Party kept changing their leader.
Okay.
And that was the kind of end of the meetings. But and she also pointed out, as we've said often, you know, that even these supposedly opponents of law reform do actually support decriminalisation.
Decrim, yeah.
So, well, let's just bloody get on with it. So the petition we talked about last week, it's still live, still going.
Mm-hmm.
Get on there, onto Action Station, and share it around and get a few more, you know, as many signatures as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on Action Station. What was it called again? You'll find it. Cannabis Decrim Petition is pretty prominent there on Action Station. And share it around and let's get thousands of signatures in front of these politicians.
Now, you've also recommended an article that Chloe has written for ReNews. You say it's a good, like, 101 on all the reasons why we should see cannabis law reform in this country.
Absolutely. It's one of the best I've... You know, I would say that, of course, but yeah, if you want to go to ReNews, Chloe Swarbrick, in my opinion, NZ should wipe all cannabis possession charges. And it really is, you know, if you want to refresh your mind with the best arguments or even just share it with someone who isn't fully on board or just needs a bit of a rack-up,
mm-hmm.
That's the one.
Yes.
It really is. It's a great article. Good on you, Chloe.
Okay, nice one. And we've got one more international story here. I guess this is a good story. ACT becomes the first Australian state to decriminalise illicit drugs in small quantities. This is everything from heroin to methamphetamine.
And cannabis, of course. And so this is the first jurisdiction in Australasia. So, you know, we'll count that here. And this happened last Friday. It took effect. And how awesome is that? And I'm sure this will be, you know, a bit of a domino for the rest of Australia, which like... you know, America had a wave of decrim in the kind of 70s, and Aussie did that in the kind of 80s, and it kind of stalled, and so maybe this is it happening again.
Mm-hmm.
And we can look forward to, you know, that continuing on to here. But certainly at the federal level in Australia, the Greens have a bill going into the federal parliament, whatever it's called, next month in November. And so that's going to legalise cannabis, and they're pretty confident of getting the numbers for that for at least going through to the next stage. So bloody awesome. Go nice Aussies.
Fun. Now, is there anything else in the media and or... some hemp store news to follow this up with?
I think that's it, but let's give away that prize. We've got a prize to give away, dearest listeners, and this is a hemp craft pack. If you jump on our Facebook or on the BFM one, and you can see a picture there, mm-hmm. we've got some hemp webbing custom made for Disney for the Mulan production. Mm-hmm. You could have a bit of that. Some hemp rope that was made for King Kong, mm-hmm. and Lord of the Rings. You too could have that. In fact, if you chuck on King Kong, they're carrying the old hemp rope all the way through it. It's really the star of the show. Mm-hmm. Same with the Narnia. It's been in that too. Bit of hemp twine. Mm-hmm. You can make your crafty things. Make people some presents. There you go.
Yes.
I'm gifting okay. you some creative Christmas presents.
All right. You do what you want with hemp twine, right?
Anything. You can even wrap your presents instead okay. of your plasticky crap ribbons.
Ah,
you know?
Yes. Very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay,
very,
sweet.
Very crafty. A bit of a skill question, and it's slightly, you know, I don't know if anyone will be able to work it out. What is the strongest natural fibre in the world? If you can answer that. First one to answer it correct wins, eh? What do you reckon it might be? Don't give it away, okay. though.
All right. Okay, just had a look. Someone saying they wanted to extend their thanks for a prize they won the other week. They're just saying, I just want to extend my thanks and kind regards. A fabulous product. Shout out to blah, blah, blah. Shout out to Mum and Dad tuning in to Marijuana Media in the South Island. Kia ora family. And hi, guys. Support Tiger Drops to fund activism. Now with CBGA and CBC. Hi, Tige. How are you?
Nice. Go, Tige.
All right. Yeah, give us a... Okay, we're going for... What are we asking? The strongest natural fibre on planet Earth, and you could win yourself this.
What could it be? Sponsored by the Hemp Store. But what could it be? You get in the draw for the Hemp Prize Pack, and next week, up at the shop, is First Thursday, of course, all along K Road, and so the Drug Foundation are going to be in store like they do every First Thursday, mm-hmm. testing your stuff. So if you've got any bits you want to know what it is, some mystery bags you've found, or you've just got a friend who's getting into something, you're like, hey, let's just know what you're taking. And or if you've got some weed or some extracts, whatever it is, it's legal, it's confidential, everyone's totally protected, and that's next Thursday, 3 to 7 at the shop, at the Hemp Store on K Road.
Excellent. Hey, thank you very much, Chris Valley from the Hemp Store.
Pleasure.
I will see you next week.
All right.
And text through those answers, and I'll get in touch with one of you. Do it, baby.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.